A story now about a hospital in Pennsylvania. On the border of two counties, Lankenau Hospital is technically in Montgomery County with one of the highest health rankings in the state. But right across the street is Philadelphia County with the lowest. To bridge that gap, the hospital has made changes, including helping patients make healthy food choices. Dana Bate from member station WHYY reports.
7 years ago, Lankenau Hospital Administrator Chinwe Onekiri realized the hospital was sitting on a gold mine.
We have 93 acres of land. It's an amazing asset that we have.
She proposed a kind of radical idea. Why not use some of that land to build a farm?
How can we bring hyper-local food, organic, fresh, healthy food, match that with nutrition education?
Many of the hospital's patients suffer from chronic conditions like diabetes and heart disease, and those are often directly correlated with nutrition. Onekiri also saw a lot of patients passing through the hospital who struggled to put food on the table. For her, a farm was the answer.
Thinking differently about how we address the social needs of our patients as we're also addressing their medical needs.
The Deaver Wellness Farm was born, an idyllic half-acre pasture of raised beds right across from the hospital's ER.
So right now we have kale, collard greens, we have some carrots.
That's Jen Malcoon, who runs the day-to-day operations on the farm through Greener Partners, the nonprofit that collaborated with a hospital on the project. For four seasons now, Malcoon has grown everything from tomatoes to kale and sweet potatoes. She harvests about 100 pounds of fresh produce a week and distributes those vegetables to patients free of charge.
Hyper-convenient, hyper-local, and free. You can't really beat that.
On Mondays, she loads up the truck and hauls it up to the main hospital, where she divides the spoils between a primary care and an OBGYN practice. She's harvested nearly 14,000 pounds of produce to date and distributed it to more than 3,000 patients. Once she hands off the harvest, two medical educators take over, wheeling a cart into the waiting room.
I am Maureen, and this is Flo. We're from the community.
For a special Monday pop-up nutrition lesson.
Half of what you eat in a day should be fruits and vegetables.
They use the farm's produce as props, but they also give tips on how to cook it and let people choose what they want to take home.
So how about if we make you a bag?
Patient Kevin Lawrence wasn't sure what to make of the experience, but he wasn't about to turn down free food.
I was a little confused when they first asked me if I wanted vegetables. I didn't know how to answer, but hey, they look really good, so.
Onekiri says the idea is to make even the time in the waiting room count.
So from the time the patient walks into the door to the time that they leave, it's all focused on their health.
That all sounds great, but is giving out fresh produce going to move the needle when it comes to improving health? Drexel University professor Alex Ortega says, not really.
You don't just give people fruits and vegetables and expect them to start eating them, and all of a sudden that's going to be transformative. You have to understand what are the barriers to continuous healthy eating for these patients. And it's most of the time you'll find it's not just financial.
He says that doesn't mean programs like Lankenau's aren't worth doing, but it's important to understand the bigger challenges patients face. Sometimes they don't have regular access to fresh produce. And sometimes even if they do, they choose not to buy it because they'd rather buy what they're used to. Some patients work multiple jobs and don't have time to shop or cook. Others may not have a car or a way of getting to the grocery store. Onekiri says Lankenau is trying to address some of those barriers using the farm as a springboard. The hospital has hired a community health worker who will work with medical students to deliver food from the farm to the homes of patients who have visited the emergency room 11 or more times in the past year. Part of the goal is to check in to see if the patients have any other needs. Onekiri says the farm has allowed the hospital to think outside the box, taking a different approach to healthcare.
We know the direct link between nutrition and health, and it's just beautifully manifested in the farm and the link with patient care.
For Here and Now, I'm Dana Bate.